The surface of the ocean has got a temperature profile. Obviously, it's hottest right at the top, and then it starts cooling down as we go through the thermocline. The deep ocean is stratified in terms of the concentrations of material present. So deep ocean below 500 meters, maybe 300 to 500 was our thermocline. The plankton does the same thing as the algal biomass that we're talking about in the lakes. As this material descends in the water column, it's oxidized by the organisms present, and oxygen depletion occurs. In the sediments, the dissolved oxygen is 0%, so we're dealing with anoxic sediments. Because we've got plenty of sulfate present in seawater, sulfate-reducing bacteria are particularly common. So they're doing this process here to generate, this is just a sulfide anion. The sulfide anion on it, 10% of it then reacts with iron. Now, if we think back to the composition of the crust, what were the elements that are present in the crust? First? Yeah, after oxygen, silicon, then aluminium, then iron. Okay, now again, that's something I expect you know. It's just like the air chemistry in this case. Now I expect you know the crustal composition. So there's plenty of iron out there, and as a result, your half a gram of inorganic material from the crust going down the rivers, of that a very substantial amount of iron. So there's plenty of iron, there's plenty of sulfate present in seawater, and 10% of your sulfide then is reacting to form pyritic material. So there's a number of different pyrites. The ones we're most familiar with are these ones here, iron pyrites. So S2 is carrying a 2 minus charge, so this is iron in a 2 plus oxidation state. So that one there is fool's gold. The formation of pyrite then is changing the sulfate budget in the ocean, so that was the removal mechanism that I talked about